Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity to speak. I must say, as a resident of Wentworth, New Hampshire, I am self-employed. I am not on the payroll or otherwise paid by anybody that has or company that has a financial stake in this project. The citizens of New Hampshire and New England are totally dependent on the New England electric grid for their security and livelihood. A catastrophic failure of this grid would have a devastating impact on the environment upon which we depend. I will now pause for 15 seconds of my 3 minutes to give each of you the time to ponder your circumstances if you were without electricity and thus also without communication and transportation for, say, 1 month in the dead of winter in New Hampshire. Threats that could cause catastrophic failure of the New England grid may include droughts and the related forest fires, ice storms, cyber attacks, physical terrorist attacks, geomagnetic events such as solar flares, coronal mass ejections, and electromagnetic pulse, the dependency on foreign politics and security, and of course a perfect storm in which is embedded more than one of these events. Our citizens need to know the impact of Northern Pass on the risk of catastrophic failure of the most critical element of the environment in which we live. That is the New England electric grid. However, we are totally unable to undertake the extraordinarily complicated research required to evaluate this risk. An important part of the work must be undertaken under the security veil that can be lifted only by DOE, DOD, and the White House. The best we can do is to drive home the importance of this issue. In the face of steadily growing evidence that the answer to improving the security and reliability of our electric grid lies in the more decentralized generation of electricity from renewables, I am astonished to find our governments seriously considering increased reliance on large-scale hydropower from Canada. For example, witness the recent moves in Connecticut and Vermont in this direction, and the fact that New Hampshire is forced to fight a foreign proposal to drive a DC transmission corridor from Canada through the heart of this state. I am further astonished by the lack of attention to this issue in our public media, which has in times past undertaken investigative journalism to reveal evidence needed by the public in matters of this nature. Tonight, I am submitting one in a series of short papers that barely scratch the surface on various elements of this research challenge we are putting to DOE, DOD, and the White House. The remaining papers will be submitted before the deadline for scoping comments. We hope they will be useful to the public media and to our congressional delegation, both of whom can add strength to our voice in this critical matter. Thank you.